Hi, this is Chris Brogan from PodCamp. How are you? As we're counting down and getting closer to the show, I thought I'd give you a little bit of a checklist of things that you might think to bring and some things to think about that might not have already crossed your mind. Let's start with the things to bring. Batteries. Are you using portable devices? Make sure you bring another set of batteries. Even if you're doing rechargeable, consider springing for another set. Chargers. There's the option of charging some of your gear. Make sure you bring the charger. It always stinks to not have it. Spare gear. You can bring stuff that, like your secondary microphone, your first ever little Radio Shack dealy, and for a couple reasons. One, your primary could fail. Two, you might want to swap or sell some stuff, and that's a possibility at the show. Business cards. You can get those a few different ways. Greg Narain from Social Roots will actually be on premise churning out business cards for you. So if you don't bring them and you don't remember, that's okay. Greg will make some. But take matters into your own hands and bring some too. Why do you need a business card? You might want to just contact other people. Don't think, I'm not doing a business. Think, this is an easy way to hand somebody information that they can get in touch with me later. Pens. People at conferences always are looking around for a pen. Now we're supplying some snacks, we're supplying some lunches, we're giving you a t-shirt, but I'm not bringing you an extra pen. Index cards. Swing by the local drugstore, or the big box store or whatever, and pick up some index cards. Throw about 20 in your pocket. You never know what you're going to use them for. You could use them to write down your schedule. You can use them to write down somebody else's contact information who didn't follow the tip about getting business cards. There's a lot of great reasons why you could use some 3x5s at this event. How about a CD or a DVD of some of your podcasts or your video work? It'd be nice to be able to share that with some people that seem exceedingly interested, and you'd have a way to show some demo material. One note that we ran into in learning and researching this that I heard from Chris Penn is you can't necessarily sell your podcasts or anything like that if it's got PodSafe music on it. That could be a violation of the Creative Commons licensing and whatnot. So we're talking CDs and DVDs to give away. All right, so that's some of the stuff that I'm thinking you should bring. Remember to bring, you know, change of clothes and toothbrush and all that kind of garbage, but this isn't camp, kids. Come on. So let's just move on to the next part. Personally, I'm excited that a week and a half away from the event, I feel like I'm getting a cold so that I'll lose my voice. This is your unconference. PodCamp isn't about what we're putting out there. It's not about the sessions that you see on the board right now. It's about you and your experience at this unconference. What does that mean? You're not just an attendee, you're a participant. If there is something not on the boards that you don't see that the session you wished was there, you've got to put it up there. You put it up as either, I wish this session were there because I don't know about this, or you put up, I know about this and I want to talk about it. It's your vision. Think about this when you're going to PodCamp. Think about, what do I want out of this experience? Don't just go in there passively. Come out thinking, at the end of this experience, I hope that I have learned a bunch of great things about how to podcast, learned some new ways to use podcasts, met lots of good people. Please remember that this is also an event to meet people and socialize and exchange and get new ideas. Don't all just face the stage, face each other and be friends with each other and learn and grow. Podcasting is unique in the fact that it is so friendly. And well, you know, I don't know, maybe the other technologies are friendly, but not in the way that I see podcasting working so far. So get to know your fellow attendees and make friends and build alliances and really grow your future together. Make sessions that aren't there already and collaborate. So I've had a lot of people asking me in email, I kind of wanted to offer this session, but I see that somebody else has it on the board already. What should I do? If you can find a way to contact the person running the session, and lots of people sort of post that either their website or an email, try to get in touch and say, hey, Jim, I saw that you're putting up a session on how to podcast underwater. I do that too. I do ScubaCast, and I want to talk with you and see if we can maybe mix that up. About 99.994% of the time, the person's going to go, yeah, cool, love to. You know why? Because that's what we're all about. It's all sharing. It's extending the voice. So talk about collaborating. But you know what? Maybe you don't want to. Maybe you think you've got a full-on vision and it seems just like somebody else's session. Fine. Put it at a different time and let people contrast. It's a vote with your feet event. If somebody doesn't like the first session and they like yours, cool. Vice versa, well, better luck next time. Mashups. The coolest thing at BarCamp Boston for me besides hanging out at Monster Labs and meeting lots of really smart people, was the mashup. Eric Skiff from the Alternative Music Show, Christopher S. Penn from the Financial Aid Podcast, and myself went off in a corner somewhere, grabbed a bunch of microphones, and did a mashup podcast right there on the spot. It was so fun. I wish that we could have kept mics rolling for the stuff we said while the music was playing, because we basically did it in Eric's format, which is music. And when we had the music rolling, we were talking our heads off, and it was so funny. Think about how you can do a mashup. Eric's going to be there, but he's also promoting his new show, which is video, which is called Felt Up TV. It's at feltuptv.com. He's going to bring puppets, because he's got a funny comedy puppet video show. What's the coolest thing in the world? Sticking your hand up a puppet's butt and making it talk funny. Think about mashups. Think about ways that you can get involved with other people there and say, hey, let's grab our mics and go do some recording. And we'll share the video, we'll share the feed. We'll, you know, let's grab our cameras and snap pictures of each other and make a movie. I think that's a cool thing. And please find some time in your schedule, put some gaps in it to do that kind of a thing and really share the wealth there. What do I got? Record us all. Please think about recording all the sessions you can. Oh, bring extra media. I didn't say that at the beginning. I'm not sure what you're recording onto, but if it's mini discs, bring a couple extra discs. If it's flashcards, spring for one. I'm sure your significant other will understand. But record all the sessions. The more stuff that we can share back out into the community, the better this event will go. It will be a landmark experience if you can share the stuff that you recorded with us and we share it out to the whole wide world. So there's a few ways to get involved with that, and probably the easiest way is to just get in touch with myself or Christopher Penn, and we'll talk you through what we're planning on that. But first and foremost, just record all the sessions and think about the fact that you're recording it, that it could possibly go into something very large and very wonderful for the community at large. Tags. Put tags on your site. PodCamp2006 is the tag I'd like to use. Use that for Flickr, use that on your site, use that for your podcast and your show notes. PodCamp 2006. Why? Because, well, I sure hope there's going to be plenty more. I had one other thing I wanted to tell you. Tagging. Oh, sponsors. Okay, do you want to know how to be helpful? I'm so excited to see everyone putting those I'm going to PodCamp graphics that we put up. I'm so excited. Every time I run across one of those, I jump up and down. Not literally. Come on, kids. So what I'm hoping is swing by the blog, swing by podcamp.wordpress.com and look at the post that Christopher Penn put up showing our sponsors, and it's got a fistful of links in it. Copy that and dump that into a blog if you don't mind. Put it in a post. Show some sponsor love. Why? Because this free conference took several hundred requests for several hundred different businesses and individuals to gather up money to afford to pay for every single expense that we had. We had a really heavy budget. The catering costs were a lot. The venue was expensive. Museum of Science Boston stepped right in for the venue. Lots of other people helped us out with all the other expenses, including a lot of you. Please grab that information about who our sponsors are. Put links on the page. If you're podcasting after and during the event, think to mention a sponsor or two. Please put some of that information back out there into the wild. If you really have a couple of minutes, drop by some of those sites and dump a comment on them or send an email through their contact us and say, hey, thank you for sponsoring PodCamp. That means a lot to me. It's so amazing the goodwill that that will bring to this event and to the community. And it'll show that podcasters have a different relationship with businesses and the markets that they work in than other media. When you see an event on TV or whatnot, and you see a sponsor name go by, you may or may not think to get in touch with them. When you see a commercial, you know someone's pitching something to you. Think a little more like NPR. The generous contributions of the people on that list are who are bringing this event to us, and we need to show them love. We need to show them that there was a reason that they put their hands in their pockets and gave us money. And that's what's going to be useful to PodCamp 2007. And when we blow this thing out across the world and everyone's hosting PodCamps in all of their communities, we want them to be able to come back to this first one and say, wow, a lot of people gave money and a lot of people got a lot of good feedback from it. If we show these people that we're so grateful for their money and that they were able to make PodCamp happen for us, because there was no event without the money. We could do it in a parking lot, but it wouldn't be as fun. That's going to be the big key. So I didn't mean to talk too long on sponsors, but it's important to show the love. And there's a lot of people sending emails saying, what can I do to help? What can I do to help? Show the love. We're loving that you're linking to PodCamp. We're loving that you're saying, I'm going to PodCamp. That matters so much. Show our sponsors that that matters to you as well. And put some of their information on a blog post. Stick it in the sidebar. I don't know. Put it somewhere that's useful to you. I'm Chris Brogan. This has been a little bit of how-to and tips and advice on coming to PodCamp. We'll do a couple more of these before the show.
That nice funky killer groove in music you're hearing in the background is by a band called Furious Ball, and it's That Black Line of Sparrows. I got it at the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com.